This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
9, 3, 0, 2, 8.
Protestations of Obama himself in his speech to children in Northern Ireland about peace. When he said, those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back. Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2, 1, 1, 0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is a radio show that is stopping totalitarianism. One UN resolution at a time. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, and boy, have we just stepped right into it. The totalitarians I'm talking about. President Barack Hussein Obama, Mr. Totalitarian himself, Mr. Adolf Hitler Nazi wannabe. Well, and of course his good friend, Martin Bormann. Oh, John Kerry, did I say that? Martin Bormann? Gee, it's the Hunting Hitler series. It's just, it's just resonating in my head. I said, these guys sound like Nazis. Oh, President Barack Hussein Obama, Mr. Adolf Hitler Nazi wannabe, and his cohort now, as we have seen yesterday, with his vision for the Middle East, John Kerry, Martin Bormann. Now, if those of you have been watching the series Hunting Hitler, you're starting to realize that Nazism is alive and well. And to quote a very famous author, he said, just because soldiers were defeated on the war front doesn't mean that the ideology died. And that is very true. Nazism did not die in World War II. It lived on. And as we're finding out, there is a Fourth Reich out there. And guess what? Agenda 21 Radio and other people, well, are starting to look around and go, hey, you know what? It starts to sound a lot like Nazism to me. And, of course, we're talking about John Kerry's speech that he gave yesterday, about an hour and 17 minutes or so, denouncing the State of Israel. Denouncing. Of course, this comes on the
UN resolution which condemns Israel. Actually, the abstention by the United States to the resolution didn't veto it in the United Nations. It's just amazing what we're seeing here. But, you know, it's not that, like, we haven't warned you about this on Agenda 21 Radio, and we have. We have said, keep your eye on the ball. That is President Barack Hussein Obama in his final days. What else will he do? Well, he can do a lot. He's got about 23 days left. He can do a lot. And by the way, did I say to you, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year? We got New Year coming up here in a couple of days. I just want to say that. I just want to say, again, Merry Christmas. I don't want to slap the president and say Merry Christmas, but I'm going to say Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, because it will be a new year. Passing this resolution in the United Nations is nothing more than proof positive when we did not veto it about the resettlements and the settlements that are going on in Israel. In this whole notion of Palestinian, well, self-determination and two-state resolution, it is a front to freedom-loving people everywhere. It's a front to every American. It's a bitch slap. I'm sorry I said that. To every American, to everybody who loves liberty. Ladies and gentlemen, you're seeing Nazi-esque behavior from a president. Our own president that, you know, we elected twice. Perhaps white guilt, maybe. I don't know. Rigged elections? That's probably more like it. Rigged elections, yeah. Just all we need to do is look at California and Nevada this cycle around, and other states as well. Hopefully there's going to be some federal investigations that are going to go on once Donald Trump takes office on the 20th. But, you know, ladies and gentlemen, this is Nazi-esque behavior that we're seeing right here, right now, right in front of our faces. We can't deny this. It's here. And this is what this president is all about. Always has been. And we've been calling him out. Now, he's got 23 days left. What else will he do? Will he pass another resolution, or will he help in passing another resolution, which is basically what we're seeing here that has gone on? There is no doubt in my mind that what the Israelis are saying right now is that the United States had everything to do with the resolution that was passed the other day. There is no doubt in my mind. This is so much just like President Barack Hussein Obama to want to do this to Israel. Now, why would a sitting United States president want to do this to Israel, our very best friend in the Middle East, and attack Israel the very following day with John Kerry, Martin Borman, a.k.a. Martin Borman wannabe, I guess. Why would they do that? Well, it's simple, ladies and gentlemen. It's their ideology. This is what they've always been about. To objectify one group of people means you're going to objectify other groups of people. And doesn't that just sound exactly what this president has been doing all along in this country? Objectifying people by their color, by their race, by their ethnicity, by their education, whether or not they're police or not, Black Lives Matter, anybody? Objectification is the first road down to totalitarianism. That's road A. You have to objectify people in order to divide people. Once you divide people, it's called divide and conquer, right? Road B. And that's exactly what we've seen here with our new Nazis ensconced in the White House. I know this is at the end of his term. Will we make it to the end of his term is the big question. Will we get to January 20th, 2017? And everybody wonders if that's the reality today after what we've seen. The treachery that we've seen here with this president, the treachery that we've seen with his partner, John Kerry. In an hour and 17-minute speech, which rivals just about any speech I've ever heard from John Kerry, he comes out and denounces the criticism that the administration is taking from all around, but by the way, bipartisan. I have never seen the likes of bipartisan support, at least in, well, 20 years, maybe longer than that, maybe 30, goes back to Reagan, I think. the bipartisan support that's being shown for Israel right now. Chuck Schumer and Paul Preston on the same page, go figure. Hello? There's something deeply wrong with what has gone on here. And we cannot be remiss in stating that. To denounce our very best friend in the Middle East in this fashion is treachery. We have to call it up for what it is. It is not, in my opinion, something unexpected from this president, and we should see more of this. If he doubles down, triples down, actually the doubling down was John Kerry's speech yesterday, which we're going to play portions of it here in a minute. The tripling down will be something else that will come up in the UN or someplace else, something else that's going to happen. Oh, I know what it is. Oh, it has got to be that the president is going to now retaliate in the last 23 days of his administration against Russia because Russia was interfering with our election. What a bunch of garbage that is. That's a complete lie. Who was interfering with our election was the Department of Homeland Security. And why? Because they hate Obama. But no, we're going to point the finger someplace else because we don't want people to find out in this country that it was our own homeland. I'm sorry, I have to out you folks. I'm sure you don't mind, given my monologue here. It was you, Homeland Security, that was outing. I know. In fact, I'd venture to say it was a lot of high school students, and I've been saying that before. Do you know how long it probably takes a high school student in a good computer science class to hack into emails? Maybe 30 seconds. And they blame it on Russia? Come on, give me a break. How about we take a look at our own students? How about we give a pat on the back to our own students for what they can do anyway? Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. And visit our website, 821r.news.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same result for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
1-1-0. Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated, so swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion, 755 Coin.
We'll be right back.
be the, I just have to say it, Martin Bormann for the Adolf Hitler sitting in the White House right now, President Barack Hussein Obama. And, you know, I welcome, really, this whole situation, this whole scenario now at the end of his presidency. First of all, it's very petulant. It's very childlike, which fits what we have always been saying here on Agenda 21 Radio, that there's the mentality of President Barack Hussein Obama and his ilk is that of a seventh grader. Now, I have vast experience, 41 years, dealing with that grade level and others, secondary level from 7th to 12th. I can tell you every little thing, a personality, trick and trait and characteristic, developmentally, all along from 7th grade to 12th grade. I can just tell you that. And I got to tell you, as I have been saying all along, and I know it's been picked up by everybody else, and sometimes they've got different age groups. I say this is 7th grade mentality. Think about it. Those of you that are on the same wavelength, I know educators, I've heard educators say, Paul, you're absolutely right. He's like a 7th grader and can't get out of the bubble. He can't. And, you know, it just explains so much about him when you think of it in that term. This is a very, very, very immature act, what he did. Has no maturity behind it. And, you know, what are the adults doing? What's Donald Trump's camp doing? How are they responding? I think they're responding very presidentially, unlike the petulant child that we have in the White House. And that's what's so very dangerous about President Barack Hussein Obama, the Muslim in the White House. And we have to call it like it is, ladies and gentlemen. Let's get over the fact he's not very Christian-like. At least his actions aren't. And you go back and look at his family tree. His father was a Muslim. Once born a Muslim, he's a Muslim. That's the way it is in Islam. And he hasn't changed from that. Think about the presidency of the last 8 years. Everything has been about Islam. Take a look at his record. Look at the number of Syrian refugees that have been flooding into this country because of him. How many of them are Christians? Very few. It's less than 1%. Everybody else, Muslims. So don't argue with me and say, especially after all the cover-up that we have seen about radical Islamic terrorism that has gone on, should I mention Orlando, Florida? That's probably the best example, 49 people killed in a Muslim terrorist attack that was put out all over the world, that the shooter was actually broadcasting about for hours, yet this administration actively, proactively covered it up, tried to, covering up transcripts and everything else, for weeks. It was already out. I mean, they think that we don't have the access to the cell phone records and things like that. It's just absolute lunacy in this day and age. But no, this petulant child was covering up for Islam. Now, why would they do that? Well, if you're on that team, you probably want to give as much cover and camouflage as you probably can. And that's what we're seeing right now at the end of his term. Something very, very immature as a president. Something very, very immature as a person. Especially an American who, well, professes to protect America. That's the other thing, too. You know, we're well above. I have to make note of this and clarify some comments because I didn't get around to it the other day, 2 days ago, 3 days ago on the show, that it was the President of the United States, in terms of mass murders, there's been more Americans killed on the homeland here in the United States of America under this president by terrorist acts and by acts of mass murder than any president before him. We have been keeping track. We have been counting. We're now above 100 mass murders under this president. As you know, we started tracking when there was only, at the time, are you ready for this? 32. Now, 32 mass murders. So that's how long we've been tracking this, but this is the number that we've gotten to. By the way, 32 is a staggering number compared to Ronald Reagan, who only had 7. Hello? Bill Clinton, oh, he only had 23. In the Bushes, 15 each. Now, mass murder is 3 or more killed in any event is a mass murder. That's Mother Jones qualifiers, not Paul Preston's. That's the standard that we use. Since President Barack Hussein Obama has taken office, over 100 now. that we've been able to tabulate. We still have some more calculating to do because this information comes slowly and we have to glean it out from sources. Not everybody's reporting all these things to Mother Jones. But Mother Jones and other sources are starting to are keeping up a pretty good record here, a pretty good track record of what's going on. So more Americans have died as a result of violence. Should I talk about Chicago? Should I talk about Chicago? And why? Because this president hates the police. Gee, I wonder why. I wonder why. But the reality check is the petulant child, his leadership has spread to the rest of the country, unfortunately. Black Lives Matter, anyone? Blue Line? Cops being killed? How much disdain does he have for the police in the United States of America? And what has he done to our military? That's the other question. But we have several days left. What's going to happen? I guess that's really the big question, isn't it? What is going to happen?
Here and around the world, the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Throughout his administration, President Obama has been deeply committed to Israel and its security. And that
I want to say something. Do you believe that? That he's been deeply concerned about the security of Israel throughout his presidency? Are you kidding me? There's nothing to indicate that. Nothing. The only reason he has provided any kind of relationship is because of pressure from you and me and other people, even bipartisan pressure. That's it. And it's been minimal. How many times has he disrespected Benjamin Netanyahu? Day one. He has deliberately been trying to undermine Israel in this country from day one. So John Kerry, we're going to get more into the speech in the next hour, but John Kerry comes out with that statement. Unbelievable, and it's not true. It's a bald-faced lie. Now, we're denouncing John Kerry, Martin Bormann wannabe, because it's the simple truth, ladies and gentlemen. You can no longer run and hide from the fact that this president has huge disdain for the Israelis. Now, I don't know about you, but there was another guy who had so much disdain for the Israelis that he actually murdered a lot of them, and his name was Adolf Hitler. Never have we seen on the world stage, and I challenge this, anybody with so much power and authority as the president of the United States to come on the world stage and denounce and, in my opinion, attempt to destroy Israel since Adolf Hitler. I want you to think about that. There's a couple of things preventing that from happening right now. The Constitution of the United States of America and we the people. And what is it going to look like the more he condemns and Israel, the more he goes after them, the more he tries to destroy Israel? No matter what the forum, it's going to look like, well, he's preaching from Mein Kampf. We have a Nazi in the White House, and we need to have the reality check that that's exactly what we have. We will reflect in the next several years. I know this is a sensitive issue with people, but we have to confront this truth. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. We'll be right back.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same result for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20-milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
1-1-0.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated, so swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion, 755-COIN.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, and those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Today I want to share candid thoughts about an issue which for decades has animated the foreign policy dialogue here and around the world, the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Throughout his administration, President Obama has been deeply committed to Israel and its security, and that commitment has guided his pursuit of peace in the Middle East. This is an issue which all of you know I have worked on intensively during my time as Secretary of State, for one simple reason, because the two-state solution is the only way to achieve a just and lasting peace between Israelis and Palestinians. It is the only way to ensure Israel's future as a Jewish and democratic state, living in peace and security with its neighbors. It is the only way to ensure a future of freedom and dignity for the Palestinian people, and it is an important way of advancing United States interests in the region. Now, I'd like to explain why that future is now in jeopardy and provide some context for why we could not, in good conscience, stand in the way of a resolution at the United Nations that makes clear that both sides must act now to preserve the possibility of peace. I'm also here to share my conviction that there is still a way forward if the responsible parties are willing to act. And I want to share practical suggestions for how to preserve and advance the prospects for the just and lasting peace that both sides deserve. So it is vital that we have an honest,
clear-eyed conversation about the uncomfortable truths and difficult choices, because the alternative that is fast becoming the reality on the ground is in nobody's interest. Not the Israelis, not the Palestinians, not the region, and not the United States. Now, I want to stress that there is an important point here. My job, above all, is to defend the United States of America, to stand up for and defend our values and our interests in the world. And if we were to stand idly by and know that in doing so we are allowing a dangerous dynamic to take hold, which promises greater conflict and instability to a region in which we have vital interests, we would be derelict in our own responsibilities. Regrettably, some seem to believe that the U.S. friendship means the U.S. must accept any policy, regardless of our own interests, our own positions, our own words, our own principles, even after urging again and again that the policy must change. Friends need to tell each other the hard truths, and friendships require mutual respect.
Well, mutual respect is what John Kerry, of course, later on in the speech, it just goes downhill from there. 43 times he mentions, 43 times he mentions the settlements, one time Hamas. That's just an indicator. Anything that mentions about Palestinians and terrorism and the killing of Jews goes completely unrecognized. His speech is a condemnation 43 times. His comments about the resettlements, which is, of course, is an outrage against anything that is being said by Israel. Apparently, he forgot the memo about Israel. Israel is a part of this. And Israel has rights, which he does not seem to run or recognize, to protect themselves against terrorists. And of course, this is the thing about this administration. Why should they not protect the terrorists, right? They feel that they have to protect the terrorists. Terrorists become our priority to them against anything in the United States and anything against the Jewish state. That is a fact, ladies and gentlemen. You might not like what I just said, but the reality check is they support the terrorists much more so than they support us, the United States of America. That is the way it is. Now, you might want to disagree with me. Go right ahead. But the bottom line is, that is the truth. And that is what everybody is recognizing more and more and more. Like I said, over time, the Nazi-esque portion of what this president is all about will shine through. And you will get it. It will take time. The level of understanding that this is not communism. This is Nazism. It's a different breed of cat. It's the same. It's the two sides of the same coin of totalitarianism, and that is something that we must recognize, ladies and gentlemen.
Welcome again to Tucker.
Has saved countless Israeli lives.
You're looking at
we have consistently supported Israel's right to defend itself. Buy it
from President-elect Donald Trump that could come later this hour. Earlier, he commented on the economy as well as his anger at the United Nations over that anti-Israeli resolution. Will the president-elect weigh in more directly on Israel? We'll find out and take you there live as soon as we get more definitive word. In the meantime, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is not mincing any words, declaring Israelis, quote, do not need to be lectured by President Obama and his cabinet. And now the war of words is growing a little more personal tonight. Netanyahu just posted this to Facebook, a photo of then-Senator Obama wearing a yarmulke and praying at the Western Wall when it helped him politically. The Netanyahu post reading, quote, 2008. Presidential candidate Barack Obama at the Western Wall, 2016. UN calls the Western Wall occupied Palestinian territory. Seriously, the Post concludes. That post came just after searing remarks from the Prime Minister, blasting a long speech today by U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry.
Now I must express my deep disappointment with the speech today of John Kerry. A speech that was almost as unbalanced as the anti-Israel resolution passed at the UN last week. Palestinian rejection of Israel and support for terror are what the nations of the world should focus on if they truly want to advance peace. And I can only express my regret and say that it's a shame that Secretary Kerry does not see this simple truth.
The United Nations was about preserving the two-state solution. That's what we were standing up for. Israel's future is a Jewish and democratic state, living side by side in peace and security with its neighbors. There are a similar number of Jews and Palestinians living between the Jordan River and the Mediterranean Sea. They have a choice. They can choose to live together in one state, or they can separate into two states. But here is a fundamental reality. If the choice is one state, Israel can either be Jewish or democratic. It cannot be both. And it won't ever really be at peace.
Here now live, a key newsmaker, Ambassador Danny Danon, Israel's diplomat at the United Nations. Welcome. We appreciate you coming in during such a busy time. I want to start with that very specific claim by Secretary Kerry. He said, if the choice is just one state, Israel can either be Jewish or democratic, not both. What does that mean to you?
It's not true. It's not correct. Israel is a Jewish democracy. Today we have more than 1.7 Arab Israelis who are not Jewish, who live in a very strong democracy. So we do not accept that. What we saw now, it was a failed attempt to defend the indefensible. You cannot protect the decision that was made by the administration last Friday when the U.S. actually allowed a one-sided resolution to pass at the U.N. So for more than an hour, Secretary Kerry tried to justify what happened at the U.N. Security Council. I was there in that room. That was a shameful moment because the U.S. is the closest ally of Israel.
Shameful moment. Shameful moment, do you think? And the shameful moment continued for an hour and 17 minutes yesterday. Stay with us. Agenda 21 Radio.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same result for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
1-1-0. Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated, so swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion, 755-COIN.
Mm-hmm.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. We're with Red Smith, and this is a blockbuster show, if you will, exposing CalExit, the Catholic-Islamic relationship, and also some of the players that are involved. We're going to be talking about the foundations that are supplying the money to all this, and with us is Red Smith to do that. Red, we were talking about this linkage that's going on between Roman Catholicism and Islam, which, by the way, in Europe, it's very well known. Here in California, it's not.
It is. And also in Europe is the memory of the linkage of the Catholic Church and fascism.
Oh, you mean like being connected to Hitler in Nazi Germany and supplying money to the Nazis, and then, of course, after the war, supplying refuge for them through the Rat Line in Odessa and that sort of thing.
The several different things that they did to help foster fascism, especially in the Middle East and Southeast Asia, which are predominantly Muslim countries. There was a lot of ex-Nazis that went and became advisors, members of state, generals. You know, we were just investigating a guy named Otto Skorzeny, who was referred to as Hitler's commando. The guy was basically a Nazi Superman and pulling off different operations. He's the guy that rescued Benito Mussolini, who, in truth, basically went to the Middle East and Ireland and different places and invented modern-day terrorism. All through Spain, through Madrid, through the support of the Rat Line and the Catholic Church.
Now, let's can we spell that name for Otto Skorzeny?
Otto Skorzeny, OttoSkorzeny.
ZY. Okay.
I believe that's it. But yeah, that it's and you start to get into this and you start to find the linkage of who's who, and really the Nazi Party never fell apart. They just moved and diversified.
The Fourth Reich. And you know, by the way, if you're watching, ladies and gentlemen, the History Channel's series, they had a series of about seven or eight shows last year, in the first season of Hunting Hitler. I suggest strongly that everybody watch these programs. Tonight, there's a show number two of the second season. And as we have pointed out here on this radio show, through our interviews with many people, including, I believe, Jerome Corsi. We've had Jerome Corsi on the show about this. And certainly Peter Lavenda, who has written the Defendi book. He was the first one to come out with the facts, that Adolf Hitler did not die in the bunker. He moved on to Argentina and then ultimately into Indonesia. Now, some people have him dying in Argentina. No. That's just a ruse. The ruse, the reality check is he went to Indonesia, which was where he was being ferreted around, passed around from place to place in Argentina initially. And the reason why he left Argentina, and they bring this out in the program, actually the final show of the last season's series, they bring out the fact he left Colombia and was not seen again. Well, he was off in Indonesia. And, of course, the legacy lived on because Adolf Hitler had a lot of gold and a lot of resources available to him, and he could go and do Adolf Hitler things in Indonesia, which is, in fact, what he did. So Peter Lavenda brings that out. Jerome Corsi brings that out. Several of the authors that are on the program bring that out. But Hitler lived. And this is a reality in our world today that people just don't understand, do they, Red?
Well, it was always thought that there was a possibility, and it was discussed all the way after World War II, and a lot of it was considered this aluminum foil, tin pot hat wearing conspiracy. But since the Freedom of Information Act and the declassification of documents, a lot of this is proven to be absolutely factually true. That there's no denying the rat lines. There's no denying the number of Nazi war criminals that were pardoned and sent forth upon the world to fight communism. There's no denying any of these things that they absolutely occurred. And there is overwhelming evidence that Adolf Hitler survived for decades after the war. And in truth, the Nazi government, the Nazi ideal, Nazi regime was never destroyed in World War II. They simply slipped away, diversified, and went global.
They morphed.
They morphed.
Yeah, and of course the globalization was really much bigger than what even Peter LaVenda talks about in his books. He's got the rat line and then the Hitler legacy, because Hitler lived and he knows that. We all know that. The evidence is very, very clear. He helped with the overthrow of the Sukarno regime during, 1956 to 1964.
Which ties right back into our story, because the other half of the fascists in World War II that a lot of people just seem to gloss over and forget about was the Japanese and how vicious the Japanese fascists are and what they did and what they were up to. And the things that went on, most of their political apparatus and military apparatus stayed in place and became part of the Marshall Plan. A prime example of that is this guy we've been mentioning, Ryoichi Sasakawa.
So who was Ryoichi Sasakawa?
Who wasn't Ryoichi Sasakawa? Yeah. Is probably a better question. Yeah. Now, Ryoichi Sasakawa was a guy that founded a organization in Japan that was a Japanese patriot organization, very fascist-minded, very nationalistically Japanese, didn't like to see the westernization that was going on of Japan, became very powerful through this group that he set up, and he was actually a warlord. And again, a lot of people don't remember that really World War II started in the early 30s, yeah, when Japan invaded Western China.
Red, hang on a second. We've got another break. Sorry about that. We're going to come back on the other side, and we're going to catch up with this story. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same result for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
1-1-0.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated, so swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion, 755-COIN.
This is an encore performance of Paul Preston's
Agenda 21 Radio.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're with Red Smith, and we're talking about, the Cal Exit Program. And I'll tell you, we've jumped into the Nazis right away here on the Cal Exit Program. And we're outing Ryoichi Sasakawa Foundation and Ryoichi Sasakawa. And Chris Street's on the radio all the time with me. But, Red, we're up against the time clock here, so we're going to continue on with you in the next hour. So, ladies and gentlemen, make your plans to... I would curl up with a big bowl of popcorn and some soda, because what we're about to reveal to you in the next hour is going to be absolutely stunning, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, and the fact that nobody knows who this guy is what fascinated me. The fact that I didn't know who he was until I came across him. This guy should be famous. I mean, this guy should be as famous as Adolf Hitler or Joseph Stalin or any of these other people.
When we come back in the next hour, we're going to talk about his relationship to Adolf Hitler, his relationship to the Catholic Church, and even to Italy, which is kind of interesting. But what happened to Ryoichi Sasakawa was even more interesting, and the rape of Nanking. Yeah, it's kind of interesting that the rape of Nanking also occurred under his watch.
That was him.
Anyway, we're coming up against the end of the show here, at least this hour. Stay with us for the next hour, because you do not want to miss all this information about, hashtag CalExit. So stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. Remember, as I always say, when we get to this part of the show, stay strong, America, stay strong. We are exceptional Americans. And guess what? Somebody doesn't like it. This has happened to our history before, but it's on our shores now. Stay with us. Stay strong, America. Stay strong.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same result for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
1-1-0.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated, so swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion, 755 Coin.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.